Welcome back to the official Vosher podcast, today featuring episode 1, the basics and introduction of Vosher. I'm your host, Andrew Smith, with no co-host. Thanks for joining us on the official Vosher podcast. So I guess this is the first official recording I'm going to be doing on the official Vosher podcast. Basically, Vosher is an adventure-based game where you try to collect a bunch of characters from the shop. There are various events throughout the season, and this is Season 1, The Beginning. I'm pretty excited because we've been working on this for years, and now we're starting it. A little bit about myself, I'm Andrew Smith from Mindplex Studios. Among many other creations, I am now the owner of Pink Shade Productions, which is the original platform on which Vosher was built. Vosher is a lot like Pokemon, I must say, but there are no video games to start with now. A long time from now, there may be video games. I have no idea. But for now, it's just created by two people. Me, Andrew, and Calvin. Now, Calvin is the number one creator of this game. I helped him and created most of the characters and, let's say, the base to the game. So he created all of the more fun stuff. I did more of the backup stuff. So anyways, let's get into the goal of the game, which is to collect all of the characters, well, almost all the characters, because there are always going to be new characters featured in events, quests, seasons, more like that stuff. And build the best team of 25 carts. So the currency, how to get stuff from the shop, we have dollars, but it's not really dollars. We call them smishels. Smishels are forms of coins, and how you get them is there are various dividends that Vosher will offer. You can also get them by beating players once you've built a team and defeated all the players. And when you begin your adventure of Vosher, you get 25,000 smishels. So let's talk about some of the terms that I'm going to be using throughout this whole podcast. First of all, let's talk about bundles. Bundles and packs, let's say, are forms of combinations of cards. So you can get various power-ups. Power-ups go onto your cards and make them better. And that's basically it. Cards, printed or unprinted versions of characters, more unprinted and unprinted later. Shop, quests, news, events, and others. Terms usually speaking of upcoming things and sales. Also, deals and quests you have to complete within a specified period of time. So, to be able to complete some of the quests, there are various ways to do that. You can get upgrades on your cards. You can get NVR. NVR is National Vosher Ranking. NVR is National Vosher Ranking. It is on every card. It differs from time to time depending on the rarity. So say you have a Neo Shade. Neo Shade is one of the most basic cards, but it's super good. It's actually the most powerful at the moment. And say you have a 97 NVR. So NVR is ranked from 0 to 100. So let's talk about where your card goes. So the gray, the circle, is 0 through 69 NVR. So the legend is based off of, well, actually, this is the level. So LVL actually means level. So levels based directly off of NVR of card. So 0 through 69 is the little circle, which means gray. Platinum is a step up. It's 70 through 80 NVR. Gold is 81 through 95 NVR. And diamond, which is the best, there are only few, there are very few cards that have a diamond ranking on Vosher at the moment. 96 to 100. And all of these are exemplified. Platinum is a plus, gold is a little star that's either colored in or not colored in, and diamond is two, shall we say, rhombuses turned right inside of each other. Some of the most well-known, I almost said shades, but some of the most well-known characters in Vosher are Pink Shade. There are various shades, all are very powerful. So there's Neo Shade, Blue Shade, Purple Shade, and a bunch of different shades. And adding to this, we will be introducing new shades basically every time, like every event, every quest. Like there will be a lot of shades. So let's talk about the average cost per character. So on average, it goes up and down depending on, you know, the deflation of cards and the inflation of cards. But in depth, the average cost per character is about 5,000 Smishels. Now, 5,000 Smishels is approximately $5, which really that does not mean anything. The most expensive card at the moment is what I was talking about earlier, Neoshade, at 70,000 Smishels, so $70. Now, there will be cards that are better than that. Currently, that Neoshade is a 98 NVR, so it's the best card by far. In later episodes, we will get into more depth about each thing, and then we will get to building a team. I will personally build a team and battle other players in hopes of a greater team. But before we finish, let's talk about two more things, and that is the HP and the power-ups. Now, let's talk about HP first. So that is the third statistic. There is the level, which is gray, platinum, gold, or diamond. There is the NVR, which is usually in the middle, which is 0 through 100. And third one, farthest to the right, is the HP. HP stands for health percentage, and that also goes from 0 to 100. So basically, the NVR is not directly based off of anything. It's just based off of how good the card is. So you try to collect the best so that you can have the greatest flex amongst your peeps. So obviously, the highest HP at the moment is 100. There are zero cards that have 100 HP at the moment. A treat actually has the highest with 95 HP. In later seasons, we will probably talk about higher than 100, which that's why I'll have to buy new cards. I hate to break it to you, but that's sort of how the competition works, because you can't always have the cards that are greatest be always greatest, because then they wouldn't be great enough. Anyhow, that's HP, and now let's talk about power-ups. Power-ups, there are thousands. Like, when I say thousands, I mean probably 8,000 at the moment. They are defined from every other thing by a box, and at the top of that box, there's a W, and the tops of the W are connected to the left and right corners, top corners of the square. And then in the middle, it'll have some sort of abbreviation, and we have some websites that you can go to that have like each of the keys and what they stand for power-ups. So power-ups, there are anything from you can make your opponent's card awful, like zero NVR, to the best power-up in the league currently is end of game. So you end the battle and you automatically win. This is really hard to get. It's hard to explain how you get it. But anyways, these are all featured on the shop. The shop talks about quests. It talks about HP. It talks about upgrade levels, rarest cards at the moment, live cups and live tournaments and things. All of that is on the shop. And the shop is completely holographic. Holographic means handwritten. So have mercy on us. We are working to get them done as quick as we can, but there's a weekly shop that's updated. You can buy shops that are early releases, but I wouldn't recommend that. In later seasons, we will be introducing new concepts, but for now, that's it. Signing off, the official Vosher podcast, I'm Andrew Smith, signing off from Dallas, North Texas. Thank you for listening.